how you can become a miracle maker.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Come on up, get your wings out there, and let's begin flying. There are no limits to what you are capable of manifesting in your life. I'm excited. I'm motivated. We've been doing this since 2009 on iTunes, and now we're on YouTube. It's exciting. Today we're talking about something even more exciting. How to become a miracle maker. You not only have the ability to make and create miracles for yourself, but you have the ability to be of help to other people, to create miracles for other people as well. You are about to become a miracle maker. Now, first, we have to understand kind of how the universe works. You are in the universe, but the universe is completely within you as well. Did you hear what I just said? Because this is critical. This is important. This is vital. You are completely within the universe. But the universe is completely within you. Let me put this in other ways, make it even simpler for you. You are within God, and God is completely within you. Now, the highest name of God in the Kabbalah is Eheya, or I Am. And that's the literal translation, I Am. That's why we start off so many of our affirmations with I am creating, I am attracting, I am becoming. But the literal translation is different than the esoteric translation. The esoteric translation of Eheya is, it's actually Eheya Ashur, Eheya, I will be what I will be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I will be what I will be. Oh, that's amazing. Because God is within you, and you are within God. So the I will be what I will be is within you. You are, how do I say this? You have never arrived. You will never arrive. You are constantly evolving. You are constantly growing. You are constantly creating. Now, what you create is what you believe. Anything that happens in your world, in your life, you attach a belief to it. And if that belief is negative, if that belief is bad, that's the outcome you get. Because you are becoming, because you are creating. Do you understand that? You are co-creator of your reality. You have the macrocosm, which is the universe outside your five senses, the universe that you cannot experience with your five senses. And you have the microcosm. This is the universe you do experience with your five senses. Okay? So those two universes or polarities, the microcosm, the macrocosm, they must match. They have to match. It's the law. It's like gravity. It's the law. In the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, it states, as above, so below. As within, so without. You are the creator of your universe. Oh, it's amazing. It's absolutely astonishing what you are capable of creating.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
So here you go. Number one, I want you to start thinking with clear intentions. Muddiness doesn't attract much more than muddiness. Confusion attracts confusion. Indecision attracts indecision. You see what I'm saying? What you are is what you attract. You don't attract what you want, you attract what you already are. So have clear intentions. And I want you to have a clear intention for something special. Because I want you to put this to the test. I want you to test yourself, your power. Are you ready? I want you to manifest something so fantastic, something so big, something so incredible that you would have to call it a miracle. Did you hear what I said? I want you to attract and manifest something so big, something so enormous that you would have to call it a miracle. Now, I want it to be believable. This is an example. If your average salary is $40,000 a year, winning the lottery for $100,000 in cash is not unbelievable, but it is big enough that you could ascribe the word miracle to it. I mean, just the mathematics of winning the lottery, for example. Now, that's just an example. So I want it as big as you can possibly stretch your imagination. But I also want it believable. So stretch your imagination as far as you can and then dial it back a notch or two. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't win more if we're using the lottery as an example. And so we always leave room for this or something better. Can I say that again? This or something better. So you might put out an intention to win $100,000 from some unclaimed, unknown source. Could be the lottery, could be a relative leaving you money, could be any number of things. But you might end up getting a $500,000 or $5 million or $10 million. That's something better, isn't it? This or something better. Make sense? You might get $50,000 instead of $100,000. And you say, oh, how is that something better? You invest that $50,000 into your business or into a new business, and all of a sudden that business is making $2 million a year every single year. that's something better. You get what I'm saying? Let's trust the universe on this one. Okay? You're about to manifest a miracle. But I want it to be fantastic. I want it to be so big that you would have to call it a miracle. Now, it can happen in your relationship. He left me. I haven't heard from him in over a year, but I still think about him every day and I love him so much. There's your miracle. He's coming back. I want to increase my personal power. I want to have great confidence. I want to have the ability to help others. I want to be able to speak in public. There's your miracle. I need more money. I want money. Okay, get out of the need. Get out of the want stage and get into the I desire and I am creating money. I am attracting money into my life. I'm attracting $100,000 in 90 days or 120 days or whatever reasonable, believable time frame you want to give it. I know I haven't walked without a walker in quite some time. I want to throw this effing walker away. I want to throw these effing drugs away. I choose my health. I choose vitality. You see what I'm saying? Miracles. Fantastic, incredible miracles. You're about to create one, and then after that, two and three for the rest of your life.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Next, I want you to declare your forthcoming miracle. I have a special way I want you to do this. It works. It may seem a little weird. It may seem a little strange. I don't care. I want you to do it this way. Now, first, you have to declare the miracle to yourself, to your higher self. I declare this miracle, whatever it may be. It's already happened. I'm just allowing it to come to me. It's already happened. I'm just allowing it to come to me. Declare it. Declare this miracle. Next, I want you to go outside. In the evening, preferably on a full moon where you can see the moon, where you can see the stars, where you can see the heavens. And I want you to declare it to the universe. I want you to declare it to the universe. One time at 3 o'clock in the morning, Rachel, I don't think I've ever told you this. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I drove down to Santa Monica in California when I was living in California years ago. And the waves were really high. You know, they surf off of Santa Monica. But I had something I had to declare. And I walked out into those waves. Oh, they were huge. I got knocked down several times. But I stood out in that water at 3 a.m., looking at the ocean, looking at the stars and that full moon, and I declared a miracle in my life. And that miracle has manifested. That miracle came into my life. Oh, it's amazing. It's exciting. But you've got to declare it. Have clear intentions, number one. Number two, declare your miracle first to yourself and then to the universe. Go out and do it in the stars. If you have an ocean, go do it there. You can go stand in a river and look at the stars, but I want you in the night sky. I want you on a full moon or at least with a lot of moon, and I want you declaring it to the universe. Number three, you need to right now. No. Not a week from now. Right now, You need to live as if your miracle has already manifested. Remember, you communicate with the macrocosm, with the universe, through vibration. You don't communicate with language. You communicate with vibration. And when you declare that your miracle has already manifested, oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. You start living as if it's already happened. You start acting as if it's already happened. You start planning as if it's already happened. And it has already happened. Your miracle is in your life. Our next step, number 4, action. There is no attraction anywhere in the physical universe without action. No attraction without action. So every day, make an action plan. What am I going to do today? What am I going to do to bring me closer in the direction of my manifested miracle? Could be a phone call, could be doing some research, could be reading a book, could be taking out a loan, could be looking for that new house, could be test driving that new car, could be looking at pictures of healthy individuals so that you have that visualization of how your body is going to become. One of the things I like about miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, weight loss, is we don't have to do anything special. We work with the subconscious mind and people just start losing weight. Hey, in the last few weeks, I've lost 7 pounds of fat and I've gained muscle. I like that. That's not a big miracle, but it's a miracle. I'll take it. Action steps every day. I go to the gym every day. What do you do? We do a podcast every day. We're here to empower people's lives. That's our mission. That's our purpose. That's what keeps us going. This is a lot of work, what we do, okay? And if it wasn't helpful to you, we wouldn't do it. And number 5, present tense gratitude. I am, here's that I am statement, the A-A-A, I am grateful for the miracle that has come into my life. I am grateful for the windfall of money that has come into my life. I am grateful for the love and the incredible relationship I have with blank or someone better, which has come into my life. I'm so excited about it. I'm motivated. I'm happy. I'm grateful. I'm grateful about the healing that I've experienced and continue to experience. It's a wonderful thing. Present tense gratitude. Great. It's a secret. It's a secret you won't find too many other places. I want to invite you, as my friend, to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. During the 30 minutes, you're going to find out if miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching is right for you. If starting a regular program of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching is perhaps the best thing you can ever do. Everybody needs a mentor, a coach. I have one. Without a coach, you don't have that third-party perspective, but you also don't have somebody that's a little bit older and has been through. I know there's a lot of people that are like in their 20s doing mentoring now. I wonder how they do that with such limited life experience. I mean, they do great, absolutely wonderful jobs on their productions, but they don't have the life experience. You have to have somebody that is working with you that has been knocked down a few times. Okay? I'm up there flying, soaring like an eagle. I want you with me. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Fill out the application. Put a little letter there and let's talk about it. Now, one other little reminder, be sure and subscribe to us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, or YouTube. We love your subscription. We could not do this without your subscription. You are what motivate us. Thank you so much. Have a great day because you deserve it. Bye-bye.